I've got Marie from the Visitor Information Centre waiting to say hello. Hi, Marie.
Hi, Johnny. Hi to all the listeners there.
It's great to have you back aboard.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, as I was saying before, we had a little podcast made of our chat last week. Our Joshy keeps doing that and probably do it again this week. So if somebody wants to have a listen to what we did last week or maybe go back and have a listen, they can do that on our podcast system. It's absolutely great.
Goodness, the pressure's on, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. Yep, no worries at all. As you say, legends in our own lunchtime. Yep. No worries, Marie. Now, what have we got coming up this weekend?
Yeah, so there's a few things happening around about the Greater Shepparton area. We'll kick off with what sounds like a really lovely activity tomorrow at the Australian Botanic Gardens.
Right.
Part of activities in the park, choosing one of the brilliant park venues in Greater Shepparton. And this particular event is yoga and Wayappa work. And do you like my pronunciation there?
Sounds pretty good to me. I'd have trouble with it.
Yeah, yoga, obviously, you know, everyone knows yoga for it being a well-being tool, but this Wayappa Wayurk just adds a little bit of a different, spin on that particular genre of yoga. So, try something different. All ages can join in on that one in a great location out there in the beautiful surrounds of the Botanic Gardens. And, just practice some motion, some meditation, and a bit of sensory awareness. So I looked it up and had a look on YouTube. It looks a little bit like a bit of a Tai Chi sort of action.
Oh, right, gotcha.
Yeah, if you want to try something new, then that's definitely something to do, but you do need to book for that one. So, you would go on to the Get Moving website or app to, make your booking for that. And that's happening at 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, so before it gets too hot for the day.
Sounds perfect to me. Sounds great.
Now, also on a Sunday, the Emerald Bank Market is back again for 2022.
Yep.
So first one off the rank. And, of course, some great local produce. We're getting into that peak of the season now.
So we certainly are.
Some good stuff there to be had. And, lots of, different crafts and giftware and quality foods from, throughout our region. So that kicks off at 8:30 at Emerald Bank. It's just a gold coin donation to get in and, wraps up around 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon.
Right.
On Sunday as well, anyone looking to go for a bit of a drive, head out to Tallygarupna and they've got pedal carts happening. So that's a great little sort of go-to for the kids. Yeah, only 3 to 12-year-olds can participate in that one, but lots of fun, bit of adrenaline rush. Yeah, racing these go-karts around the portable go-kart track.
Yeah, it's a big blow-up track. I was reading a little bit on that before. It sounds interesting.
Yeah, it is really cool, that one.
Hey, we never had things like that when we were kids.
No,
gee, they're lucky.
Yeah, so that's from 3 till 5 on Sunday afternoon. And also for venturing out and about, Tatura next week, of course, is the Centre of Dairy Universe with International Dairy Week happening. Kicks off on Sunday with their youth shows on Sunday and Monday and continues through with all those classic cow breeds being on display and competing for the champions throughout the week. So, every day out at Tap Park action usually kicks off around sort of 8, 9 a.m. and heads through till 4 or 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And there is admission prices there, $20 for adults, or you can get a weekly pass for $50 if you're keen to go out every day. But it is quite the spectacle to see. They've got over 900 entries of cattle from all across Australia. And we'll be out there as well, so you can pop in and say hello to the visitor centre. We're going to be on site.
It's an amazing centre, amazing facility they have there.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll be out there giving out visitor information and with a bit of a range of some of our dairy-themed merchandise that we have for sale and some local produce. But, of course, the moving art cows will also be out there at Tatura Park. They've been few of them have been temporarily installed for the week of Dairy Week. Doing their best thing for visitors from far and wide.
Some
of those visitors and many of our locals have also got the opportunity to participate still in the Great Moving Art Roundup, and it's only got this one more week to go. So last chance for this last week of the Moving Art Roundup. great competition. Travel around, solve the clues to some of the the puzzles that we're posing about various cows in the moving art herd, and then you get a chance to go into the draw and win some prizes. If
fantastic. I was going to ask you about that one because I reckon that sounds like great fun.
Oh, it is definitely, lots of fun. So, yep, the cows are getting lots of love, and, kids and adults as well can play, and, get yourself out and about. Good way to explore the greater Shepparton area, that one, and call into some of the smaller towns and pop into a bakery or buy an ice cream while you're there as
fantastic.
Well,
fantastic.
Yep, lots of fun. So that's, a few events that are coming up in the coming days. And, of course, the Visitor Centre has lots more information about these and many other events coming up. Listeners can get in touch with us by giving us a call, 5832 9330, or look us up on the web, visitshepparton.com.au. The socials, we're Visit Shepparton on Facebook and Instagram, and you can also drop in and see us. Last but not least, of course, we're part of the Shepparton Art Museum building at Victoria Park Lake in Wyndham Street, and we're open every day from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Marie, that sounds absolutely fantastic. That's a great thing. You and your new home down there?
Yes.
That'd be absolutely great.
All right.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Johnny. Have a great weekend.
Well, listen, look forward to talking again next week. Thanks, Marie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye for now. That's Marie from the Visitor Information Centre. Fantastic job. Really enjoyed that one.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over 2 decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new ensuite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
Ellis Yarns & More is the Goulburn Valley's home of all things knitting, crochet and more. We have the area's largest range of yarn and anything else you might require to finish that special project. We can give you free advice and help with patterns, and we will not be beaten on price. Come in and see us at Unit 10, 69 McLennan Street, Maroopna, opposite the Water Tower. Visit our website, ellisyarnsandmore.com. Give us a call on 0491 011 105 or find us on Facebook at Ellis Yarns and More.
Station sponsor.